I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The United States has demanded an end to the execution of anti-government protesters in Iran. The State Department spokesman, Ned Price, condemned the hanging of two men on Saturday. The pair were found guilty of killing a paramilitary officer. Hadi Gamay is head of New York-based Center for Human Rights in Iran. He told the BBC that the men's testimony had been coerced.
Every single execution, we see that the primary and the most significant evidence are self-incriminating confessions obtained under torture. Indeed, we know that one of the people who was hanged today was tortured heavily ahead of his execution to obtain these confessions.
Russia's self-declared ceasefire in Ukraine has come to an end. Fighting continued in various locations throughout the 36-hour period. A BBC correspondent in the eastern city of Bakhmut heard repeated shellfire. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Vladimir Putin's offer of a truce to mark Orthodox Christmas was deceitful. He said peace in Ukraine would only be restored when Russian forces were expelled. In the last half hour, 46 Ivorian soldiers who'd been detained in Mali since July have arrived back in Abidjan, a day after being pardoned by Mali's military leader. Their detention sparked a bitter diplomatic row, as Will Ross explains.
The families of the 46 Ivorian soldiers must have been through hell waiting for their return. A week ago, the troops were given 20-year prison sentences before being pardoned. It's pretty clear that their trial was political. Mali's military ruler, Colonel Assimi Goïta, has faced a lot of criticism for his role in two coups. The Ivorian president, Alassane Ouattara, was seen as taking a strong stance when the military ruler went back on a promise to hold elections. The sanctions imposed by the West African regional bloc, ECOWAS, infuriated Colonel Goïta. And this whole episode seems to have been the military ruler's way of telling the outside world that he will not be intimidated.
Two metro trains have collided in a tunnel in Mexico City's metro system. One person is confirmed dead, and more than 50 others have been injured and admitted to hospitals in the Mexican capital. One of the drivers is seriously injured. Our Americas editor, Leonardo Rocha, reports.
The accident happened in one of the oldest lines of Mexico City's metro system, Line 3, which began operating in the 1970s. Local media say the section of the underground affected has experienced many problems in recent years caused by poor maintenance. In a brief statement outside the Potrero metro station, the city mayor Claudia Sheinbaum said federal prosecutors had opened an investigation into the cause of the crash. The last serious accident on the metro system happened almost 2 years ago when an overpass collapsed on the weight of a passing train.
You're listening to The World News from the BBC. As emergency measures introduced a month ago by the Honduras government to deal with a surge in gang-related violence has been extended by 45 days. The left-wing president, Xiomara Castro, has said they are aimed at tackling the powerful criminal group that operate across Central and North America. Police in Honduras say more than 600 people have been arrested and almost 40 gangs have been dismantled since the emergency measures were implemented. Thousands of Israelis have taken part in protests against the new right-wing government. Demonstrators marched through the streets of Tel Aviv on Saturday night, banging drums and waving flags. Many accused the administration, led by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, of endangering democracy through proposed judicial reforms. The plans would allow Parliament to override decisions made by the Supreme Court. Inbar Shani was on the protest.
So we came here to protest against the degradation of the Israeli democracy. We see a process where the rights of the people will be over time consumed by this theocratic government, and we want to avoid that.
A sudden price cut by the electric car maker Tesla has prompted protests by disgruntled customers in China. Crowds gathered at showrooms and car plants in various cities, including Chengdu and Shanghai. They demanded compensation, saying they'd been overcharged. On Friday, Tesla announced that prices in China would drop by up to 13%. It was the second cut in months. More than 80,000 Roman Catholics in the Philippines have taken part in an annual procession involving a centuries-old statue of Jesus. A life-size replica of the image, called the Black Nazarene, is paraded through the streets of Manila each year. Many who attend believe the dark wooden figure has miraculous powers, and they say touching it can cure diseases. BBC News.